Markets often behave irrationally, stocks plummeting on positive earnings or currencies strengthening despite negative economic data. Behind these puzzling movements lies a hidden language few truly understand: volume price analysis. This methodology, used by legendary traders like Jesse Livermore and Richard Wyckoff for over a century, has built Wall Street fortunes yet remains overlooked by most modern traders. While price tells you what you pay, volume reveals whether that price is justified. Let's decode this powerful language that separates market professionals from the perpetually confused. Financial markets aren't democratic institutions. They're carefully orchestrated environments where insiders see both sides of the order flow while retail traders see only their own. These market makers operate like warehouse merchants in an endless cycle. Accumulate inventory at wholesale prices, mark prices higher to attract buyers, distribute at elevated prices, then repeat. Imagine Uncle Joe, a widget merchant who raises prices as demand grows. When sales decline, he spreads rumors about competition entering the market, triggering panic selling that allows him to buy widgets at falling prices. Once the crisis passes, he refills his warehouse at bargain prices before starting the cycle again. This isn't conspiracy theory, it's business. While no single player can rig entire markets, they collectively respond to supply-demand imbalances, using every opportunity to move prices in their favor. Richard Wyckoff, who began his Wall Street career at age 15, codified three fundamental laws governing market behavior. The law of supply and demand states that when demand exceeds supply, prices rise. When supply exceeds demand, prices fall. Similar to winter sales where prices drop to attract buyers for excess inventory. The law of cause and effect establishes that every effect must have a proportional cause. Volume creates corresponding price movements, applying across multiple price bars and dictating subsequent trend extent. Like ocean waves, where large waves significantly impact ships, while small ones have minimal effect. The law of effort versus result mirrors Newton's third law. Price action must reflect volume action. When this harmony breaks, anomalies signal potential trend changes. Candlestick charts provide the visual language of price, while volume supplies the emotional intensity behind movements. Together, they reveal the market story through key principles. Wick length reveals strength, weakness, or indecision. Wickless candlesticks signal strong sentiment. Narrow bodies indicate weak market sentiment, while wide bodies show conviction. And volume validates price. The most revealing patterns include shooting stars, potential weakness, hammers, strength, and long-legged dojis, market indecision. Their significance depends on volume. Low volume suggests minor significance, average volume indicates stronger signals, and high volume confirms major turning points. The market cycle follows a predictable pattern for insiders. It begins with accumulation as they acquire assets at wholesale prices, followed by a buying climax. After testing for supply, they push prices higher, building investor confidence. As momentum builds, retail buyers enter the market, believing prices will continue rising, just as assets reach retail price levels. During distribution, insiders create price movements that attract more buyers while trapping them in weak positions. Finally, a selling climax occurs before the market drops, allowing insiders to collect profits before the cycle repeats. During accumulation, insiders use media manipulation and negative news to encourage retail investors to sell cheaply. Distribution exploits FOMO through gradual price rises with minor pullbacks that accelerate over time. News becomes overwhelmingly positive, while insiders quietly sell in increasing volumes. Insiders conduct tests after accumulation by briefly marking prices lower to check if sellers emerge. Similarly, after distribution, they test for remaining buying pressure before pushing the market down. These tests signal imminent breakouts and represent one of their most powerful tactics. Support and resistance create invisible floors and ceilings where prices repeatedly bounce, representing psychological points of fear and greed. At resistance, emotional traders buy at peaks driven by FOMO, then sell at break-even when price returns, creating selling pressure. At support, patient traders buy pullbacks and hold through fluctuations, experiencing less stress. This oscillation creates densely populated price zones that form significant barriers, visible as horizontal lines connecting price waves in both bullish and bearish trends. Three key principles govern this analysis. These levels are flexible bands, not rigid barriers. Longer consolidation periods lead to more dramatic breakouts, and identifying consolidation requires recognizing isolated pivot highs and lows. Think of support and resistance as a house with multiple floors. When price moves through a ceiling, resistance, that ceiling becomes a floor, support. When price breaks through a floor, that floor becomes a ceiling. The market leaves its DNA in charts, areas of price congestion that remain powerful when price returns to these regions. Let the trend be your friend is hollow advice. The real challenge is recognizing emerging trends before they become obvious to everyone. By the time trend lines are clear, insiders are often already exiting. Support and resistance areas serve as spawning grounds for trends through accumulation and distribution. The duration of price congestion typically indicates potential trend strength. A 3-month consolidation generally produces stronger trends than a 3-day congestion, similar to a longer compressed spring storing more energy. Dynamic trend lines form through pivot points as the market unfolds, unlike traditional trend lines drawn retrospectively. After a strong volume breakout from consolidation, a pivot high in bullish trends forms first, followed by a pivot low. In uptrends, higher pivot highs and higher pivot lows define the trend's boundaries. These pivots both guide traders and confirm trend strength. When pivots stop forming or form at similar levels, it signals potential weakness or transition to consolidation. Volume confirms momentum. Increasing volume on upward moves and decreasing volume on pullbacks indicates healthy institutional participation. Volume at price, VAP, maps price congestion zones, showing where trading concentrated at specific levels. It displays volume horizontally against a vertical price axis, with colors indicating whether buying or selling dominated. When multiple timeframes show volume clustering at similar levels, these become significant support or resistance zones. These high-volume areas require substantial effort to break through and often act as price magnets. Traders can identify anomalies by comparing congestion phases. Unexpected high volume during brief price congestion signals potential weakness or strength. Volume spikes at resistance might indicate institutional accumulation, while high volume at support could suggest distribution. VAP helps identify fair value areas where most trading occurs versus extreme price levels with diminished activity. This creates a value area where prices tend to revert, valuable for setting profit targets and stop losses. Institutional traders often use these levels for large orders, making them crucial pivot points. Volume is our only defense against market manipulation. It reveals when markets lose momentum, when buying interest changes, and when major operators enter or exit positions. Without volume, nothing moves, and price movements without supporting volume signal problems. These principles transform random market movements into logical patterns. Understanding volume helps you distinguish between manipulation and genuine market pressure.